Four easy meditation poses. So, you know the basic position for meditation is sitting cross-legged, but how many other meditation poses do you know? There are more of them than you might think. Here are the four easiest meditation poses, the ones that most often taught to beginners, so that you will know at least four different poses that you can use in your own daily meditations. 1. Sukhasana. Sukhasana is the easiest meditation pose. Sukhasana is often recommended for people that have difficulty crossing their legs, sitting for any period of time, or have some other physical disability that makes sitting cross-legged uncomfortable. If you suffer from fibromyalgia or arthritis and you have a lot of pain in your muscles and joints, then Sukhasana pose will be the best choice for you. Even if you don't have a physical ailment, when you first start meditation, you will probably be relatively stiff, and you may have trouble with flexibility. The Sukhasana pose will help you start to improve your flexibility as well as increasing your circulation. Because the Sukhasana pose puts very little pressure on your bones or muscles and distributes your weight evenly, it's widely considered to be the most comfortable meditation pose. To get yourself in the Sukhasana position, sit straight up, use a cushion or mat if you need to, and fold your legs so that neither leg is directly crossed over the other. Bend your legs at the knees, like you're going to sit cross-legged, but instead of crossing your legs, tuck one foot behind the other so that your heels and feet line up. It's as if you were sitting cross-legged without actually crossing your legs. 2. Vajrasana. The Vajrasana pose is often referred to as the Zen pose because Zen Buddhist and Zen meditation followers use this pose almost all the time. The Vajrasana pose is a bit more physically demanding, and while it's not a difficult pose to get into, holding this pose for a long period of time might be difficult for someone that is not experienced at meditation. The Vajrasana pose is also called the kneeling pose because in this pose, the person meditating kneels up with their feet behind them off to the side. There are special benefits associated with this pose, which is why Zen meditation followers use it. The weight of the body resting on the feet is supposed to push out any bad blood in the feet and pump new blood in, improving circulation throughout the body. This pose is also supposed to stimulate the acupressure points in the feet, which should help restore good health and qi throughout the body. The position of the body also alleviates pressure on the diaphragm to allow the person meditating to breathe more deeply and is supposed to awaken any dormant energy that is trapped within the body. To get into the Vajrasana pose, kneel forward, then sit back on your legs and feet, with each foot pointing out to the side. Place your hands on your thighs and stay in that position. 3. Siddhasana. The Siddhasana pose is also called the Adept's Pose. It's usually only used by people that have had some experience in meditation and have mastered the first two poses. The Siddhasana pose is a bit more physically challenging than the other two poses, but still it can be done by anyone that suffers from an illness like arthritis, as long as that person doesn't lock their joints while in the pose. Getting comfortable in the Siddhasana pose might take some time, so if you want to start using the Siddhasana pose, the best thing you can do is start easing your body into the pose for a few minutes at a time until you feel you're ready to stay in that position and meditate for an extended period of time. There are some significant benefits to using the Siddhasana pose. This pose is one of the more physically steady poses that meditation uses, and the steadier your body, the more you can concentrate on the meditation that you're doing. In addition to providing physical stability, the Siddhasana pose also doesn't block the blood flow to the legs, which some other poses do, so your lower legs and feet won't fall asleep in this pose. The Siddhasana pose doesn't pinch the sciatic nerve, so you will be much more comfortable sitting in this position, and you will be able to maintain the pose with no pain or pressure in your back. To get into the Siddhasana pose, sit with your weight squarely on your tailbone and your knees bent. Fold one foot to the opposite thigh, then fold the other foot to the other thigh. Place your hands with the palms up, resting on the top of your thighs on either side. If you need to, you can use yoga props like blocks or straps in order to get your feet into the right position until your flexibility improves. 4. Padmasana. The Padmasana pose is sometimes called the lotus pose because it resembles a lotus flower. The Padmasana pose is usually the one that people think of when they think of meditation or yoga. The word Padma means lotus, and the pose is supposed to represent the strength and flexibility of the lotus flower. This is a physically challenging pose that might be too hard for beginners that haven't had a chance to work on their flexibility. If you have any physical problems that restrict your movement, you might want to stick with a pose that is physically easier. If you do want to learn the Padmasana pose, you should work your way up to the Padmasana by learning the other poses first. That will increase your flexibility and give you more strength and physical stability. Meditating regularly using the Padmasana pose is said to stimulate the nerves of the lower back to improve circulation and relieve back pain, increase core flexibility and stability, jumpstart the excretory system, regulates hormone production and release, which can result in a dramatic change in health, especially if you suffer from anxiety or depression. Using the Padmasana pose for meditation can make a big difference in your physical health. Regulates breathing, helps align chakras, induces a calm feeling, balances body temperature, balances the metabolism. To get into the Padmasana pose, you need to sit with your weight evenly distributed on your sit bones and bend your knees. Cross your ankles and place one foot pointing upward at the top of the opposite thigh, and then place the other foot pointing upward at the top of the other thigh. Bend your arms at the elbows and rest your elbows on top of your thighs by your upturned feet. This is just a brief overview of some of the meditation poses that are out there and the benefits that are associated with them. Whatever meditation pose you choose should be one that is comfortable for you and easy for you to physically get into. Don't ever push yourself or bend in a way that hurts or makes you uncomfortable just to get into a meditation pose. These poses can give an added dimension to your meditation, but you don't have to use one of those poses in order to meditate effectively. As long as you are sitting comfortably and you are relaxed and not feeling any pain, you can meditate in any position that you choose, even if it's just lying down on a comfortable cushion.